Oh, porn.
Bukkake day.
Yeah.
What does that mean, bukkake? Is that like a term for like?
For just blasting it, and I don't know. Girl, I was.
You were at the show when we did the show at Freddy's.
Oh, okay.
And remember the girl? Were you listening to that conversation? So there was
The dopey fucking broad. We were like, I'm gonna kill her if we don't get out of here.
Okay.
With the tattoo.
Well, no, she didn't. So anyhow, we're at the show, and I'm the only female comic outside of the host. Right.
Laura Michelle was there too.
Sorry to forget you, Laura Michelle. You're awesome. But hanging out afterwards, it was myself and the host, and then these like fangirls come over to the guys. And one of them looks like she's a 12-year-old, but she's got barely any clothes on. And she's just, like, literally within the first 5 minutes of conversing with these guys, she goes from how do you write jokes to talking about how she's part of, like, the S&M culture and she's a sub and she really gets into the culture or whatever. So I was being a dick because I'm good at that. But also because I was like, let's see how into the culture she is.
Yeah.
And so I turned to her and I go, so do you have slave tattooed on you somewhere? And she just looked at me like, what? And I was like, oh, you said you were into that culture. I was wondering, like, do you have slave tattooed on you? And she was just like, and then what did she have tattooed?
She had the fucking picture of Mila Jovovich from The Fifth Element tattooed on her.
Like, on her side.
Which is a shitty film. Sorry, nerds. It sucks. Not a fan. But, she was so floored by you saying that. Like, she was saying other, like, outlandish shit, and Monica throws, like, a legit question out, and she looked at Monica like, she just called her a fucking cunt.
Yeah. Oh, and she hated me after that. She just, like, her tone towards me. And I was like, you know what? Fucking stop. Because it was this whole, like, I'm going to talk to these guys, and I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to immediately cock-tease them with telling them that, like, I'm a sub and blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to walk out on him. I know she is. None of those guys got laid by her.
Her opening line was, I'm a whore. You can see me naked on Reddit. I'm like, oh, okay.
Interesting. Technically, does that make you a whore? Because it's not sex for money, right? If we're using, like, technical, like, definitions of things, like, just putting a picture of yourself on Reddit, does that make you a whore? Or does that just make you somebody who likes to show...
An attention whore.
Jinx.
I could be an attention whore, I guess. Yeah, all right. Sorry. Words. Usage.
Words.
Yeah. What would Michael Douglas call that?
You notice my Japanese and my the Japanese Michael Douglas and the English Michael Douglas got crisscrossed in my brain. Like
neurons are firing like crazy.
Learning disabilities, and I just went.
Like, I think that's changed that, by the way, a lot. You bring up a point about like kind of the money for sex thing, because even that has become like I knew somebody who in college realized like, oh, I can set up a webcam, I can jerk off, and I'll have gay men pay for that.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I mean, kind of the same thing. Like, are you really a whore, quote unquote? Like,
yeah,
or not?
No.
But no, it's
yes,
a weird thing.
No.
Like, I'm just, my point is now with technology, because we were talking about this, like your access to porn and technology and all of this, like, it's just really changed the way we think about that stuff, right? Because it's like, oh, well, I masturbate anyhow. I can just set up a webcam and I can get paid for that. And it's like, is that bad? Is that good? Is it nothing? Like, you know, it's just, it's nuts. Like,
I don't think it's bad or good, but I'll say this. I'll say one thing. Greed is good. And so is getting fucked.
Lunch is for wimps.
It's funny because that scene when Michael Douglas is in his suit with his hair slicked back with the microphone, I pictured him butt naked making that speech. You guys like bukkake? So do I. You want to get fucked? So do I. You want to make money? So do I. The oligarchs here don't want you to make money, or they don't want you to get fucked.
Would Michael Douglas talk about getting throat cancer from eating out his wife? Catherine Zeta-Jones, can Michael
Douglas... You told me that.
Yes.
And I thought you were joking. No. I thought you were writing a skit.
Everybody's going to have throat cancer because of that. Because HPV and also,
I thought you were kidding with me. Uh-huh. And then I found out, like, months later, I didn't even text you about it. That was a fucking story.
He fucking got it because
he's like a super womanizer. Isn't that why? Like,
well, he married her. He said he got it from her when he went down.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Years later, though.
It wasn't like they just got married and then he got it. He got it, like, fucking, what, 2 years ago? They've been married for, like, 10 years plus.
Dude. Everybody is going to end up with that kind of throat cancer for two reasons. Everybody has HPV, pretty much, or will have it.
And everybody eats pussy.
And well, no, but also blowjobs, hello, like anything. And we're living longer. So just the mere fact of, like, you know, by the time you hit 80. And also old people now are getting back into the swing of things.
Folks, read between the lines. This is Monica's way of announcing that she has HPV.
I do a joke about it. I know. This where is Gardasil?
This is her way of saying, "Oh, it's not a big deal anymore. Yeah, everyone has it."
What is it? The canine version.
The canine. Don't say that.
I got it from sniffing butts. It's really embarrassing.
I just think about my Labrador and these sniffing butts, so I'm going to take another sip of my green tea here.
I ended up with cauliflower face one morning.
My dog had HPV on his face. Or canine. Oh.
Is that
canine.
How it shows?
It's with my ex-husband now. Oh. But he was a pug. He's a pug. And he got a little too close to a little pug puppy at a dog park and ended up with warts all over his face. Yeah.
Wow. Did he wear a dog burka when he went out in public from that one on out, or no?
He had a cone, he had a lampshade, he had to have a bunch of them surgically removed. They were like, it was awful.
Were they painful? Was that why?
It took over his face. It, like, took everything over, and it was, like, on the roof of his mouth and stuff. It was getting, like, it was a bad situation.
Yeah, you gotta be careful whose butt you sniff.
Yeah.
Someone got a hot dose there, huh? Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
and
it was
a
fun.
Puppy, no less.
I know, right? A younger lady. Younger lady thought, hey, she probably hasn't been around much, you know? She'll be clean.
She'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll all be good.
Oh, I thought he got it from the dog. The dog licked his face, and it was on the dog.
No, it's on my dog.
Oh, okay.
It was the dog.
You said a young puppy, though. Was that a metaphor for, like, a young woman or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right. I got you. I didn't know.
Explaining anything sexual to Kevin McGee is like definitely like having a club with my grandmother.
Did you say
my
you
moral
went to
side
school?
Is trying to push all of. Yeah, I guess like my moral side is defending all these fucking violent sexual thoughts from me. And so, like,
you
dog,
understand this is called Safe Word, right? Like, you knew what you were in for?
I did.
Okay.
Do you want to just do the entire podcast as Michael Douglas?
I said I would.
Does that help you?
I would.
You like dogs? You like rough, rough, huh? Do you? I bet you sniff my butt and get fucked. And you wonder why I associate with Michael Douglas. Speaking of, I guess, why not? STDs. Ever had to shut a session down with someone because they had to drop the bombshell? Like, oh, by the way, before we go any further, I have...
No, because people lie.
No.
Yeah.
No?
I'm a Christian mingle guy.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't, no.
Even the Lord has herpes.
Even the Lord has... Don't ever say that again. Don't ever go there. I will bukkake you myself. I will destroy you.
Because that's the way you answer that, by bukkaking.
Bukkake.
Don't you disrespect the Lord.
The power of Christ compels you and jerks off in your face.
Jesus, there you go. Really
now, did you grow
it.
Up
yeah.
thinking that masturbation was bad?
Not really, no. It wasn't, you know, that it wasn't talked about. It just was assumed, like, it wasn't, no one ever said to me, hey, masturbation is bad, and Catholic school said it was bad. It was just, you know, it wasn't even brought about. I think it's talked about more now, so therefore it's, you know, but I don't think it's, like, a thing that was demonized. People think Catholic schools demonize masturbation.
I feel like
just create.
Did you get sex? Did you have sex ed? And wait, because I did 8 years. I did my time. I did 8 years Catholic school.
Yeah, I did 12. So I, yeah, I'm like, I'm super repressed.
Okay, cool. Yeah. no, because we had sex ed. in the fifth grade, and yeah, they separated us because that's really what you do. Right. You separate the girls from the boys to discuss sex.
Yeah, we had that.
It makes perfect sense. And I'll never forget that there was kind of like a Q&A at the end of it all, and one of the guys got in a lot of trouble, so that was like the talk of the school because it was, they're like, anything you want to ask, anything that wasn't clear, whatever, just ask. And he immediately goes, what's 69? Now, his older brother had told him to ask. After he had 70. No idea. Oh. And he got pulled out of the class. And they were like, which I thought was funny, too. It's like, well, how do you know that that's bad, Sister Maria? you know? And he got in a lot of trouble for it. And I was like, well, that'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
What, 69? Well, that's what you press when you find out the number of the person who just called and hung up on you. That's what you do.
Yeah, well, it was Star 69. Before those
days.
Or
out of mail, you know? Right, we 69 Mayo. You guys work in restaurants.
Right? I did. Oh no, 69. Oh yeah, no, it was 86.
Oh, 86. Okay, I'm just
Jesus Christ. He's like, me, I'm the asshole. I'm like, no,
you
asshole. Wrong number,
86. By chance, do you?
I'm all over the place with that one.
Sex.
Fuck. You wanna?
Sex.
I was called boy crazy by Sister Maria because I remember I asked Adam Gilbert if we could buy milk that day in the cafeteria. And I got in trouble for that. Ooh. And I was called boy crazy. Yeah.
When did you, when was your first kiss?
Gosh, I, you know what, I wasn't, I was probably a teenager. Like, I wasn't, I didn't, I lost my virginity at 18. Like, I didn't really.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I was 20.
Oh, there, yeah.
I was 20. I didn't kiss a boy, I didn't kiss anybody until I was 18.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in a river in my underwear.
In a river.
A river runs through it.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the holdup? What took you so long?
I was just busy.
Collecting porn?
I don't have time for this shit, people. Yeah.
I was a competitive tap dancer.
Oh, were you doing the river dance in the river?
Yeah. No, we're waiting. We're just waiting in the river now. Yeah.
Do you incorporate tap dancing into your act?
I did a solo show. I did an hour-long storytelling show about my divorce, and I had like an 18-month period where I got divorced. Both my grandparents died, like really slow, awful deaths, and then I gave my ex-husband custody of my dog, and I was just like, I was like a wreck for, and so I did a show called Jen Welch's Crying in Public, and it ended with a tap dance. REM's Missing by Religion.
That is a cry for help. I mean the REM part.
Oh, it was amazing. It was. I had had this idea, like when I was 16, that I really wanted to do because I was a tap dancer. So I never got to express emotion when I danced. And when you're like a girl, that's like a thing that you need to do. And so I just had it in my head that I was like, if I could do a tap dance to that song, and I never spoke up about it. And so when I started doing the solo show. Somebody who I was involved with comedy in some way was like, well, you know, this is your opportunity to do whatever you want to do on stage. And I was like, well, what's the one thing that I will want to do on stage? And I was like, oh my god, it's like I finally get to do this fucking tap dance, you know. And it was great. Wow. Yeah,
can I see that on video? Is that on video or YouTube?
Really?
Yeah. I'd like to see it.
I have a video of it. Yeah,
that's like Catholic boy talking.
Yeah, right.
Like, are you wearing a
do you
a
have a
uniform?
Short skirt?
Right.
Knee high white socks
and a Bible.
Yeah.
Underneath your arm.
Yep.
Is there a rosary bouncing around on your boobs?
Do you have a leather chain? No. Leather dog. Whisper.
What? I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go with this
a
one.
Leather dog whisper.
I think we're short circuiting your brain.
That green tea is doing you no justice. I know.
It's not the green tea.
So I think my voice
it's all this sexy talk.
Monica's going on Twitter now.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not. I'm looking at the time. Sorry.
Oh.
Because I know we have a guest who has other things to do.
Oh, how are we on time?
Life.
Oh.
It's Saturday night, you know.
It
Saturday,
is.
Saturday, Saturday.
You should tap
Wanna
dance to that.
Yeah.
You should do it. You should tap dance and sing that song to your fiance and ask if she wants to get fucked.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I can't call back Michael Douglas. I think we killed him.
Saturday. You want to get fucked?
Yes.
It never dies, does it?
Your like next episode of the podcast will be like how your wedding got called off.
I know. Basically, yeah. My brother's...
No, wait, wait, this is the fucking... This is the shit. You're at your wedding. You know, you're doing the... You repeat after me the vows. And you go... Want to get fucked? You know, I would fucking pay to go see you do this at the balls and do that.
My brother, my brother's my best man. He's gonna have a speech. He's like, you know, Kevin and I realized you wanted a different life when first time we watched Basic Instinct together.
Oh, where's the bachelor party?
I don't know. I don't know if
are
I'm
you
having
shit
a
me?
Party. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it.
I don't know if I'm having a bachelor party.
Are you gonna go to a? You have to. Like, don't you go to a strip club or something? Is that like a thing?
No, I want that stuff.
He's
no.
gonna golf.
Yeah, no, not only golf. Yeah, no.
Watch stag films in your basement.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Where there's still fur and you
don't
know who's.
I'm
gonna
watch all Rambo and Rocky marathon all day.
Here's another impression. Here it comes. So you have, that's a honestly, I put more thought in my bachelor party than the whole marriage.
What'd
thing.
You do
I
at your bachelor party?
Went to Vegas, and I went to Atlantic City with the guys who couldn't go to Vegas. I had two.
What? You had two?
Yeah, I wanted to have three, but that got shot down. What the fuck? If you're gonna go out with fucking
Did
style.
Did you get a burner phone?
No. My buddy was like, yeah, man. No. No.
Nicole, like, opened up, like, the closet and, like, 1,000 burner phones just kept flooding out like Niagara Falls.
No. What my buddy does, he takes the burner phone and he throws it in the fucking trash can at the airport on the way on the flight home. Before he got on the flight home, that's what he does, yeah.
Don't they just have a recycling bin now for burner phones?
That if they don't, they sure as fuck need to. Yeah. Down in fucking Terminal C in Vegas.
Jeez. Terminal indeed.
No pun. So you don't know if you have a bachelor. I find that that's every guy's like, yeah, I'm getting married. But the fucking bachelor party. Listen to this. I'm like five bullet points about the bachelor party. What we're gonna do? This and that. You're like, I don't know.
I know. You think a guy that does Michael Douglas impressions would have a bachelor party? But I don't know. My brother's surprising me with something, and a lot of my friends moved away and whatever. So
he's gonna hang out at VFW and drink
do you
dollar bubbles.
Bachelor party? Yeah.
Dave and Buster's.
That's great. I could do that.
What the hell? One of my buddies had the most lame bachelor party. We went to Atlantic City, which is fine. But after, he goes, oh, I don't want to go out to dinner because I don't want to put everyone through that. I'm like, dude, we're here for you. That's what we do. Everyone goes to dinner. You pick up the guy's end of his dinner. Oh, I don't want to do that. So we ate at the fucking food court in the Borgata.
Oh,
wait. What? It gets better. So, of course, the obligatory trip to the strip club where he's Irish, Mr. Irish. He's as Irish as you. The only Irish guy or any person I know, ironically, he's Irish, that fucking he's allergic to alcohol. He figured it out. He didn't figure this out until like fucking 3 years ago. He'd always have like itchy hives on his face and he'd get drunk after like three beers.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so he had like four and a shot. We get to the strip club at like 9:30. I'm in the bathroom peeing. The door opens. He was like, hey! Blah, right in the fucking sink. I'm like, Jesus Christ. He's like, I'm wasted. I'm like, it's 9:45, Fox. What the fuck? Really? I'm like, we had like 2 years. I had a soda in the food court, for Christ's sake.
That's a good catch.
Oh, he's. So this is why it was the worst trip of all time, bachelor party of all time. So what was his idea, what we're all going to do after the strip club? A couple of his buddies got a suite at the Borgata. I'm like, all right, cool. And he goes, yeah, my one buddy brought his fucking poker chip set. We're going to play cards in the room. I said, the fuck we are. So me and three of my other buddies from town were like, fuck this shit. So we went to the club and they played poker in the hotel room in Atlantic City. How fucking pathetic is that?
We brought food to this restaurant.
I wouldn't do AC. Maybe like Mohegan Sun or something like that.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
We go up there, have a little dinner, and just like do... I like blackjack. I like playing blackjack, so I might do something simple.
That's so racist, blackjack, really?
I know.
It's called blackjack.
Yeah.
Did you do a bachelorette party?
I went to Vegas.
Yeah!
Did you wear the little...
penis hat.
I actually had anal beads tucked into the back of my pants.
Wow.
And it was like
was
my
your divorce
friend...
date taped above it. Is that what you had too?
Yeah. Basically. No, it was actually fun. It was kind of that, like, oh, bachelorette, we have to do, you know, that I wore the
penis
veil.
Pops.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but. Yeah, so the reason we went to Vegas, though, is I'm from Colorado, so a lot of my friends were either in California or Colorado, so it was really just me and my sister-in-law to be, who were in New York. So it was just easier to have it out there, actually. But yeah, it was nice. I mean, we did, like, the dinner, and then we went to Thunder from Down Under, which is great because, like, hot gay guys, that's my jam.
Kevin McGee's too. How did you know?
Stop it.
Go on.
Mel, you have any anal beads?
I did. I have pictures. Because like some of my friends, as a joke, bought like these sex toys, and then similarly,
as a joke,
like,
right?
No, because in I wasn't quotes. Like I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to leave this in my hotel room and like let the maid take it or whatever? And then I was embarrassed, so I like actually packed it, and then they made me open my suitcase at the airport, and I had like all the, and the lady just kind of looked at me like,
You should wear one around your neck like a regular necklace and see what the other said.
I wore it as a tail.
Fair.
And then they made me stop a guy in the middle of, I don't know, one of the hotels. He was actually there for his bachelor party, and we like gathered around him and we made him take his boxers off and give them to me.
So corny. I hate bachelor parties. Yeah. I've been harassed. I don't know how many times. Like, we need to have your shirt. I'm like, no, you don't. We want your boxers. I'm like, you want my box? It's a club. It's 2 a.m.
Where
I would sweat
you?
My
Why
balls
are you
off.
Hanging out at all these places where bachelorette parties are happening.
This is Vegas. I go to Vegas a couple times a year. So that's not what I'm doing now.
He's a gambler.
Yeah.
I play.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you so that's poker. Poker, blackjack, craps, okay. Sports betting, yeah.
I love poker.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Love it. And your bachelor party, Jen. Bachelorette party, excuse me. Where was...
I didn't have one.
What?
I didn't have
Should marry Kevin McGee. It might have worked out.
I know, right?
I hope you like Michael Douglas.
Listen, I got
only
confession
a bit.
At 5.
Only a bit.
Why don't we do this real quick?
We didn't have one. It was just like, because we were living in L.A. at the time, and I got married in Pennsylvania. So it was like, what am I going to do? Like, you know, we had a picnic with all mutual friends. We had a picnic.
Sounds like a nice family outing, family friendly outing.
Yeah. And then we went my best friend when she came up. She was in my wedding, you know, and I was like, no penises. I don't want anything with penises on it. I don't want penis straws. I don't want penis. Like, I don't want to think about these ending up in a dumpster somewhere or like the landfill that's just all penis like shit, you know.
They're like, come over the hills, like an oak tree with like black dildos, like string off those branches. Like, let's do it. It's a pinata of like a fucking.
Yeah.
You pull them off the tree, you have a fucking sword fight each other, like Darth Vader fighting Skywalker at the end of Empire Strikes Back.
Except they're vibrating.
I see. They
the sound.
Is larger than mine.
Yeah. So we just have like a little, like she got me a little sash that said like bride to be. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this now? I still have it, I think.
Wear it for your second bachelorette party, duh.
That's not happening.
You're not gonna get married again, you think?
Oh no. It's no.
Pointless.
It's
no offense.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. I didn't take offense to it.
I mean, I
just was picturing like a guy from Gulliver's Travels, like tied down and then shoving a crystal ball up his ass. That's the obsessive thought I had.
Thank you.
Bachelor party and Bukkake and Michael Douglas, all these
sashes.
I don't know.
Midget.
I mean, I'm wearing a shirt, but
isn't that like the Gulliver's Travels? I didn't read the book. I just read the movie Little People.
I just saw the porn.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Yeah. It's called Gulliver
Travels in her asshole or something.
Yeah. Gulliver Travels to AIDS Land.
Oh, God.
You know what? I tell you, here's what really annoys the fuck out of me is when people, like, married couples to be, have like a co-bachelor or bachelorette party together.
Jack
and Jill,
right?
Why
is that a thing now?
Because that's the whole idea of a bachelor party is to be on your own and do fucked up shit just with your friends. If they're going to have a co-bachelor-bachelorette party, they're going to have a co-divorce party, because that relationship is not going to fucking work.
I'm a traditionalist.
Those are the same people who will not, like, I don't ever go out with my friends. I just go out with him all the time. It's those people. I'm like, you people are fucking crazy.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's got to be a separation there.
You need to have that fucking party so you can enjoy doing dumb shit with your friends.
Yeah.
I really...
Hey, your Bukkake is not
my
Bukkake, honey. Now get out of here.
Yeah.
I just realized, I was like, I just don't think I want to live with anybody.
That's what I, yeah. I don't
That's really the biggest
anybody.
Thing. I was like, I don't really...
Can I just be completely, I'm always honest, but it's
can I
so...
Can the bathroom? Is that, is, can I...
No, fuckface!
No, it's the door slam and mess up.
You,
is that
you,
right?
you, well, yeah,
I
you can get a mission. We're going to wind up here anyway in a few minutes. Go ahead. What was I going to say? Yes. Oh, I absolutely fucking loved when she was in the hospital, like, you know, with the baby. I'm like, oh my God, the bed's to myself again. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Loved it. And then like, she'll sleep out on the couch or I'll sleep out on the couch. Like, we'll put her out there so when if she wakes up crying in the middle of the night, she doesn't wake up the other person. So whenever she's out there, which are most nights because, again, I go to work and whatever, I just like, oh my God, the bed to myself. This is so great. remember to leave by myself.
That marriages would last a lot longer if it went back to like I Love Lucy bedrooms. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's just like you could scoot them together to have sex, but like you know, I want to sleep, I want to sleep, motherfucker. Get off of me.
I have a buddy who snores so loudly. Apparently, his wife and him have like separate bedrooms. Like
you have to. I mean, how can you live with somebody? You're not. You're literally not getting sleep. Like you're not going to be a pleasant person. You're going to hate everything if you're not getting any sleep. It's like
Like oh, move over.
I don't know. I like my single life, and that's why I'm going to be eaten by cats. It's fine. I'm just gonna like do a huge heroin overdose before anything bad happens in my life, and I'm gonna go out like that. It'll be awesome.
They're fine. You're finding a needle in your arm. Slouch.
I've never done drugs.
Slouch
so
over.
That's how I want to go out.
Just being born. Like,
yes. On a loop.
Anal beads on my neck. Yes. I want to make it as uncomfortable as I can for the person who finds my dead body.
What's your wife doing for her bachelorette party?
Geez, that's a good question. Well, I'm actually going to a wedding for a friend of mine. He's up in the Catskills, so I'm going alone. And she's got something going on with her girlfriends. I don't know, they're going to go to a cabin or something. I don't know what they're going to do.
A cabin?
Yeah, do something.
Fucking Gang of Boone over there? Or
yeah,
what?
Or some sort of weird gangbang or something.
It's rustic porn is what it's called.
It is a rustic porn.
So she's going to a cabin for a bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
No, I just made that, like, I don't know, cabin or Connecticut or something.
A cabin or
something with a sea.
Do you think that she'll end up like Gulliver's Travels where she'll end up tied down and have a crystal ball shoved up her ass?
Bukkake.
You know, that might be an option for her. I don't know if she can handle that, though. But anyway, yeah, it's like she's doing a lake. I don't know what she's doing, honestly.
You don't give a shit.
No,
see,
I don't
that's
really
why
don't
your
care.
Marriage is
going to
be successful.
Yeah, I think so.
Completely separate. You're like, I have no idea, don't care.
I don't, you know, her friends are, like, good. You know,
I think that's good. I think it's like, I think in order for it to work, what you have to be doing is just kind of like, you're spending time next to each other, right? You're not like all wound up in each other's shit.
Right.
It's like you have nothing new to tell that person. Yeah. If you're constantly experiencing everything together, it's like, what the fuck are you going to talk about? Like, oh, you know, today was so fun. Oh, wait, never mind, you were there. Like, it's like, come on.
My, at the end, my ex and I both worked from home.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was like, and that was partly my fault. I, like, convinced him it was a good idea.
Wow.
But it was like, it was not a good idea.
Can you just run through why you thought it'd be a good idea to spend 16 hours together living and breathing every fucking
same
second
business
together?
Or separate business?
Separate businesses. He was doing tech support and I was a writer. So it was like the worst. Like he'd be on the phone all day and I'm just like, shut up. It's not a funny answer. It's not because when things are like that, I like to double down. When things are awful, I'm like, let's make it worse.
I'm all in, fucker. I'm all in. Why don't I get married on top of it? Oh, okay, good idea.
Yeah, no, completely. It's like, oh, well, this is, well, you know what would make this better? Well, but also because there was a lot for me, like, this is way too heavy for the last, like, 5 minutes of a podcast. But there was a lot for me where it was, like, he was a person who kept me from being a mess. Like, we talked about, like, like, I'm sober now, like, whatever. And so the more he was around, the more I could stay in control of certain things. You know what I mean? So it was like, no, just stay home so that I could, like...
That makes sense.
And then it's just like
so you need somebody to be like a watchdog so you would not just tap dance yourself senseless for 8 hours out of the day.
Yes, gotcha.
Now let me ask you a question. Did you resent him for keeping you on the straight and narrow, so to speak?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. That's always an interesting phenomenon. It's like, I want you and I need you because you're keeping me straight, but I fucking hate you.
But
let me drink.
Yeah, like, why won't you let me have fun? And it's like, oh, it's like, yeah.
You should want to have a bachelorette party then.
No!
See? Right? It all goes back to it.
All the penises.
I want a fountain of penises. All right.
I love this bathhouse. You didn't bring your gimp suit? No, I didn't think.
Surprise!
Get that tattoo right then and there.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, as we had mentioned, this is going to be the end of our podcast, kids. We want to thank out... Well, let's do the plug section, of course. Kevin McGee, where can we find you, besides Confession at 5 o'clock?
Tonight I have a show up in Washington Heights.
This will not air by then.
No, just kidding. Oh, it probably won't.
By the time you're hearing this, it'll be 3 weeks from today.
Yeah, I got, I'm all around the town, just, I do NOMA comedy shows up in Westchester, Bronx shows, all around. HP Podcast I'm on. I'm also on,
Eric, he still does that?
Eric Reynolds podcast, but I'm anonymous on there. Don't tell anyone I'm on there. Eric Reynolds is the bad detective. You guys know Eric, right?
Yeah, the one who left his gun in the fucking gay bathroom.
Yeah, he did. I'm surprised I'm still doing a podcast with him, but Eric, you're the man. I love you, man.
I love that story. Yeah. He goes, I thought I could die over. I'm like, dude, it's page 3 of the fucking Post. Anyone who's a comic knows you. He's like, what the fuck?
I know.
He goes, I was off duty having a drink and left my gun in the bathroom. I'm like, it's a fucking gay bar. I don't think you need to bring your gun there to a fucking gay bar.
I was like, where's your Amex card? I don't know. It's next to your gun in the bathroom. Oh, shit.
ESPN alert.
Yeah, so that's that.
Fair enough. Twitter, anything else you want
to... No, I don't have any... I don't know how to do Twitter.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah.
You and my dad.
Maybe you can give me some pointers on that. I don't know, ladies.
All right, well, don't look for Kevin McGee on Twitter then. Jen Welch, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jen Welch Now, and Jen has two N's in it. And you can also see me on the first Thursday of every month at 10 p.m. at the Creek in the Cave. I host a show called Totally Normal Stand-Up with a guy who's awesome called Tom Leasy. And then you can also see me on Tuesdays at Halyards in Park Slope at 8 p.m. I host a show there called Placeholder every week. So that's great. Yeah.
Jen Welch Now is because Jen Welch Then or Jen Welch in the Future is taken on Twitter. Is that why now?
Jen Welch Now because I actually took my husband's name for 5 years and then I had to redo all of my social media
Isn't
handles.
That fun?
Yeah. Afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jen Welch is taken, obviously.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Very common name. So.
I would suspect. Yes.
Yeah.
Monica Vita, where can we find you?
I do.
Do you have a gyno appointment this week too?
No gyno.
It was great. One day, I'm like, Monica, where can we find you? She goes, well, I'll be my gynecologist on Wednesday. I thought that was fucking
That's
hilarious.
That's what I had. That's what I had. So I'm on Twitter at Mocha Vita, MOKAVIDA. Also on Instagram, same thing. I'm going to actually be at Caroline's, believe it or not.
Whoa!
On his fourth, yeah. Yeah. And also Greenwich Village Comedy Club this Wednesday. And, if I may plug, the comedy brunch that we're doing every other Sunday at The Stand. So come through. My
Good times.
Welcome.
Good times. I'm Kevin Goatee. G-O-O-T-E-E. Tuesday I'll be at the Rise Against concert in Central Park, but other than that, I will be... Fuck.
Suckling a baby.
I will not be sucking a baby. I'll be feeding a baby. Oh yeah, Meadowlands Comedy next Friday at the Veranda in scenic Lyndhurst, and then who gives a shit? I don't know. A couple other spots. And find me in the city. I'll be out and about. Probably the grocery pair one of these
You'll
days.
You'll hear him.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming to my guest. We really appreciate you coming out here.
Thank you.
And that's it. Talk to you next month. Yay.
Happy. 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 Happy.